Ray Kaplan is an expert when it comes to this from the Kaplan Law Firm. Ray, there must have been a few schools in particular that caught the eye of the Education Department where they decided they needed to do something.
Well, absolutely. And I think that, you know, in general, there's been this push where you have to go to college, and we're telling everybody that you absolutely have to go to college. If you don't go to college, which in large part, if you're just going as part of a credentialing system to get a bachelor's in anything, and it's really not targeted, and the piece of paper is not necessarily, look, you can get a job at Starbucks without having to go to college and be $100,000 in debt. So I think the idea is for parents and borrowers to be much more strategic about planning for college. And if you graduate with a certain type of degree, what can you expect to earn once you have that degree and in the field that you're choosing?
Interesting. And who is who's in charge of creating that earnings indicator?
Well, the Department of Education works together with the schools. And so this is really going to be a collaborative effort. And it's something that people and advocates have been asking for a long time, because you would be surprised how little information there is out there. You really, as a student and as a parent, need to dig and go on online chats and forums to find out what potentially your student or your borrower could be earning if they receive this degree versus a degree in something else. And you want to be, parents and students really need to be more strategic. And that's also why we offer parent counseling sessions for pre-college planning, so that we can make a plan and a strategy before they're actually enrolled in college.
If you have a question for Ray, the number is 312-981-7200. Boy, that's a good idea, isn't it? A free college planning meeting, because most people don't know what they're getting into unless they have a long history with the university. You know, their mom or dad went there. They kind of know the drill. But especially for first-time college students in a family, it's a lot to digest.
Absolutely. And what we do is we really focus on, let's say we have a family in our office and the student is really set on going into becoming a physical therapist. What we want to do is plan for that student to graduate with their degree and already be aware of jobs in the public sector so that they can receive public service loan forgiveness, because that is a tremendous savings when you have federal student loans. And we essentially counsel the family and the student on what mistakes to avoid and what not to do that would result in thousands of dollars of savings. Because if you borrow the wrong type of loan, or if it's in the wrong person's name, that can really result in tremendous loss of money in terms of payments that you wouldn't have otherwise had to have made.
It could be something as simple as your parents thought they would cover the loan, but when it comes down to it, it would have been better in your name, because you would have had a better outcome in the future based on things like public service?
Yes, exactly. So if you are going to go into the medical industry, let's say you want to be a doctor or a nurse or a physical therapist, you want to take out the most you can in federal student loans and then anticipate getting a job at a not-for-profit entity like one of the hospitals at Northwestern or Advocate Lutheran General, one of these hospitals, or 501c3, so that you will qualify for public service loan forgiveness. And indeed, right now, the rules are changing for Parent PLUS borrowers, and right now is a very crucial time for this type of pre-college planning for parents as well, because the year coming up in January 2026 is going to have major changes for Parent PLUS borrowers, where they are going to be locked out of a lot of types of loan forgiveness. So we're doing a lot of these consultations now in order to make sure that parents who have Parent PLUS loans are locked in under the legacy rules and thus can ensure that they will qualify for public service loan forgiveness. It's not in jeopardy right now for the students. The students can keep borrowing and they will be eligible for PSLF. But for Parent PLUS borrowers, it is really crucial to have a plan and a strategy, because come January 1st, 2026, it's going to be a different story.
Hey, Ray, you work with college-bound students all the time and student loans. What is it costing for someone who's pursuing a medical degree these days when they put in their full 8-10 years of training and universities and residencies? What's the total price that you see pop up?
At least $250,000 altogether between undergrad and medical school.
Well, that's less than what I thought, because when I read your commercial and you've saved someone $145,000, I thought, well, that must be off of $1 million or something.
Oh, no. And also, very often, the loan balances are higher, but it's because interest has been accruing for years and years. So very often, by the time people come to us, they already have their loan balances are $300,000 or $400,000 because they're 10 or 20 years old. And so we can still get those loans forgiven and get them a lot of relief. But if we're talking about just initially, what are you taking out in terms of loans to get through college and then medical school, depending, of course, on where you're attending and your scholarships. But we always try to help students get maximum amounts of their own loans and scholarships, work study programs to reduce the amount of debt that they have overall to deal with.
And is just about every college student eligible for some type of relief, meaning there are scholarships out there, there are loans that would help you in the future if you go into public service? Is just about everybody eligible?
Pretty much everybody is eligible for some amount of federal student loans. Even if it's just $5,000 to $8,000 per year, that still helps. And then most people are also eligible for scholarships, scholarships that a lot of people are not aware of. And then very often you can appeal the financial aid decision if you've had a change of circumstances and increase the amount of aid that your school gives you. It's just that most people don't ask for the additional amount of aid. And so we've even had students request aid, additional aid from schools, from the financial aid office for a new computer. The schools have a tremendous amount of money in their coffers, usually billions of dollars, and they have the money, but nobody asks for it. As crazy and hard as that is to believe, that happens all the time. People are a little bit shy about asking for money. And so there's a lot of money out there that people just don't access. And then when you add scholarships into the mix, there are great resources for scholarships too. One really good one that we refer people to all the time is Scholarship Owl, like the bird. That's a search engine, and you can enroll there and they will match you with all the different types of scholarships that you qualify for. And that makes a huge difference. If you're getting another $10,000 or $20,000 a year in scholarships, that's less that you have to have or that your parents have to take out in student loans, which is great.
Absolutely. Tell everybody how they can find you.
Our website is financialrelief.com or raykaplan.com, or just give us a call at the office, which is 312-294-8989.
Have a wonderful day, Ray.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Anytime.
That is Ray Kaplan.